Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by Bluehost Hosting. Unlimited space, unlimited hosting, unlimited bandwidth. Check it out today at nlcast.com/Bluehost.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No!
You're listening.
Nobody's listening.
You're listening.
No!
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, this is Nobody's Listening, the show where we tell funny life stories, yours and ours. This is episode 177, brought to you the week of August 23rd, 2011. I'm your host. My name is James, and with me, as always, is John. Are we going to Dragon Con Steinklauber? How you doing, John? Welcome back.
Well, are we?
I don't know,
are
man.
We? Are we?
Are we?
Why not?
I don't know. It's a money issue, is it? Can I come over to your house and stay? I mean, we gotta work out the details.
Yeah, sure, man.
I'd hate to miss it.
I would too, well, especially since Scott Johnson's going
to
be there.
No joke. Will we have the house to ourselves again, or will I have
to
get to know your kids and go to bed on time?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I could arrange something.
Okay. Yeah.
Here, honey, take the kids and go somewhere.
Go in the basement.
We're gonna go be men. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Maybe we can get a hotel room in the place.
In Atlanta. Oh, boy.
Nah, never mind.
That would
change my mind just as soon as I said it. Anyway, welcome.
Smart.
Nobody's Listening is a great show, and we always start it off with a little bit of music. This one came to us by suggestion from username. Oh, goodness. I've got to find it because she's awesome. Lindy K09 via Twitter. And it's called, it's by Skyway Flyer, California Dorks, a parody of Katy Perry's California. Check it out.
Ooh.
Greetings, dorky friends. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the pixel count is higher. Chill at Echo Base. We're like the rebels.
California dorks, we're unforgettable.
All right. I think we get the point. It's pretty cute. But I think you have to actually like the song that's being parodied before, you know, you want to hear it again. So I think we'll call it a day on that one. Thank you so much for sending it in. Huh?
You're not dancing to this?
No, not at all, man. Not even a little bit. I don't like that song. I guess I don't like the original song at all. I think it's a waste of life.
Like, is that the one that the video has like Corey Feldman in it?
I've never seen it. I know the song, and
Kenny G.
I guess I wanted it to be a remake of California
Dreamin'.
Yeah, and so I was really let down.
All the geeks are crazy. Bah, bah, bah. Maybe we should redo that one then, huh?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you. No offense to the person who sent it in. It's great. It's a great parody, but it's like I don't like tomatoes, and so if you offered me a parody tomato, it doesn't make sense. But if you offered me a parody tomato, I wouldn't like it. Here, I'm going to make up for that by playing you a little bit of a little fellow named John Dacher. How about that? We'll do that.
Today, and he's going to do Amora too, okay?
Okay. Here we go.
My name is John Dacher.
Dacher, sorry.
Lord is risen today, hallelujah. Sons of men and angels.
What did he say?
Say
sons of something.
Yeah.
To your voice in triumph,
so nervous in his public access station.
Christian public access channel.
No way.
What? What? Did he seriously?
Yes, he did.
Is somebody feeding him lines?
No. He's just trying to sing. Poor guy. This is like 1982.
Jack Wood says he's no Dino. Remember that dude?
Yeah. He's still around. Dino is living in Branson, Missouri right now.
Really?
Yeah. He came to our church in Kansas City.
Pastor Mikey wants territory.
Yeah. Wow.
But you see back in old Napoli.
You need to watch this video. I don't know why it only has 637,000 views, but it's hardcore, man. Started off with a hymn and ended up with That's Amore. Yeah.
It's like a partial song.
I tell you, I don't know which one was more popular at the time. But we'll see. Anyway, that was two opening songs for you, Money. It's time for a little weekly update, okay? Okay, I have no weekly update. How about that, Apple?
No way.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to remember one, you know, like an anecdote all stinking day from the past 7 days. And I don't have one. So... John, it's your turn. No.
I'm kind of basking in this moment.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, I'll shut up after I tell my weekly update.
I'll try to think of one. Take everybody else's order and then come back to me. That's what I'll call. I'll be ready by then.
Well, then I'm going to have to tell this one about prayer. Because we went out to eat with the family last night, and as we were leaving, you know, it was one of those restaurants that has like a front eating area that's outside. And so as we were heading out,
you mean they have chairs and stuff that you can sit and eat in?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Like in the table too.
Wow,
there's a table and chairs, and they're outside of the building.
That
they're like,
is fancy for Georgia,
dude. Let me tell you what. Usually it's like a stump. And a tablecloth, but yeah. Anyways, I noticed a couple from church over there, and they, as we were walking, they were like right near the door, and so I was gonna, you know, talk to them and say hey, you know, and say hi and be friendly, and I noticed they were praying, And so I kind of waited for a second because surely they had just started praying. They were just going to have a little prayer and then start eating their food. But dude kept praying.
Wow.
And he was praying a long time. And so I just went over there and I started agreeing with him. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bring the server. Bring the speaker. And the only thing that is not true is the part that I agreed with him, because I couldn't do that. He's like a deacon, and he would have.
See, I would have done it in a heartbeat, but
he would have called the fire down on me. I wanted to so bad. I mean, that's what was going through my head. It's like, and I stepped over and I thought maybe I'll do it, and I just couldn't.
Oh so. Man, see, you gotta go for it, man. It's like what's his name? Salma Hayek. What's the guy's name that was in Transformers?
Oh, you had to ask me.
Salma Hayek.
No, it's Buffet. Boof.
Johnny Shia LaBeouf. I was close. Yeah, he said 50 years from now, you know, 20 years from now, do you want to be the person that got in the car? You know? And that's how he got, you know, what's her face in the car with
Megan
him.
Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Oh.
So yours reminded me of one, but it's...
Is that how he ruined Transformers too? He got in the car?
Dude, that whole first movie, I think I mentioned a couple episodes ago, it is really bad. It is a bad film. It has got so many subplots, so many things that have nothing to do with robots. Oh my gosh, it's just a bad film. But anyway, It's like the first Scooby-Doo versus the second one, you know?
Second, oh, the movie? The
yeah, live-action? Second Scooby-Doo was great. First Scooby-Doo was some weird version for new people that had never seen Scooby-Doo. Anyway.
Hey, Scoob.
Oh, wow. That's actually really good. Okay, so my weekly update is not – I got one, but this is just a reminder story because I am the guy that jacks with people's prayers constantly. Yeah. I do it all the time. It's how I stay alive in my job. And so – especially if there's a friend of mine next to me and especially if you're at a prayer service and they say, pray for the person to the right and the left of you, which is a common practice, right? You know, just pray for the person to the right or left of you just for a little bit. And I'll do that. And say this friend of mine is next to me, I'll just be like, Lord, I just pray right now that you'll help him just accept Jesus into his heart because he is such a fake. He can't be saved. And, Lord, you know, I know his sins are bad and stuff, but surely you could come and die again just for him, just to cover his sins, because once wasn't enough for how evil he is. And I'm just talking trash the entire time. I'm like, please forgive him for wearing that shirt, you know, because it's
I'm
pretty
never
hideous.
Standing next to you in church.
Yeah, don't do it.
Please help him stop cheating on his wife.
The other problem I have is, dude, my hands, I've always had this problem ever since I was a dater, you know, when I was dating, my hands sweat like nobody's business, man. They're like sponges.
And shower hands.
Dude, they're terrible. And I always feel bad when I have to hold, because that's what you do in church, you know, especially in prayer groups. Everybody join hands and let's pray together. And I always just dread that. And it's like almost a daily occurrence in my field of work. And so I always wipe my hands on my legs and I fan my hands back and forth before like I hold hands, kind of a way to tell them I'm sorry in advance for what you're about to find out and experience about me.
You're going to pull your hand away.
Because then, you know, once we hold hands, well, it's not at first. I get sweaty during the process. And they notice, you could tell, because their grip loosens and they try to get a pocket of air between our palms, you know. But I want them to be able to say, you know what? At least he tried. He tried to fan off his palms. So,
yes, they want to know you put some effort into it.
Yeah, that sounds like something you're not supposed to do in high school. Fan off your palms. I don't know. It just does. That's like there's this a hotel down the road, and it's called the Rusty Anchor Hotel. And I'm just like, Jen, that sounds like some sort of pervert indie thing, you know, that you do with when you're married. You know, let's the Rusty Anchor. But anyway, I don't even know. I don't know. But anyway, so that was that. Now, that wasn't my weekly update. That was just where prayer took me. Okay.
Oh, yeah, to the gutter.
I was looking through Craigslist. I've been doing this lately. I've been on Craigslist a lot, especially on my iPad, looking for things. And somebody, it's odd the things people put on Craigslist. I mean, surely, you know, anybody that surfed there, just through the for sale stuff alone, don't even go into the darker depths of it. But that stuff, I mean, people are selling the weirdest things ever, you know, like one taillight or a button off of a shirt or something signed by a cow or whatever. Well, this was a fish created out of Florida license plates, my friends. Florida license plates. And if you are in Pinellas County area, or if you want to log in right now and look up in things in Pinellas County, you'll probably find this fish.
Fish made out of license plates?
Yeah, license plates.
Like, are the plates the scales and stuff?
No, it's weirder than that. The guy just welded them all together and then laser cut out this fish out of them. And then that's not even the worst part. The weirdest part is it says, great for your garage or your fish room.
Because everybody in Florida has a fish
apparently
room.
I am not in the inside track of being a Floridian, because I've never heard of this fish room concept. Does everybody in the world other than me know what a fish room is? Do you have a fish room? And if so, what is going on in your fish room? So
no, yeah, I don't have a fish room.
Chat room says that they don't have fish rooms. And so I'm going to
– Quinn has a fish room.
I'm going to assume that nobody else other than that dude that made that freaky piece of artwork knows what a fish room is. And that's what I said, chat room. Maybe it's a trophy room where those bass that are bent in half with their mouth open, you know?
Yeah, that sing songs.
That's the parody of them. But yeah, maybe people are mounting fish. I just can't imagine it's that popular that there's a phrase, you know, come on into the fish room, you know. You dedicated a whole room to your
fish.
I don't know.
Maybe it's got, like, you know, sea anemone couches.
Somebody made a point that maybe it's a part of the garage where you skin your fish, like if you're a fisherman. I was going the wrong way. That makes a lot more sense, like a mud room. You know, you could misunderstand that and say, you have a room in your house for mud, you fool, you know, but, you dork. I don't know. Fish room. So if you have a fish room, let me know. Take a picture. I want to see your fish room. Come on, people. We have folks all over the world. Somebody's got a fish room out there. And if so, I've got a license plate made out of, I mean, I've got a fish made out of license plate. So it would be perfect for you.
I got a license plate made out of fish.
That's right. It's the best. The best thing ever. Okay, time for us to mention the chat room. The chat room is open every Tuesday night during our live recording at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. There are 21 happy people in the chat room tonight. Captain Arthex, Dark U, Faye J, Jacqueline Face, Jared, J-Man, Joseph, J. Steinklauber. Notice it's in alphabetical order. KJ Storm, Mini James, hadn't seen him for a while. Norwegian Girl, Silly Moose, Fantastic, Swift Fanatic. Dude, Transformation Eye, Vampire, Rachel, HP, Fan, Perduki, Lynn Smith, and a bunch of random anonymous people. Thank you for joining us. You can join us again every Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. It's time for us to do some news. Narthex! It's time for us to do some Narthex. Hey, last week I mentioned we'd be giving away a Captain Planet season one DVD to one of our members. And if you want to become a member, all you have to do is support the show. Join the community by going to nlcast.com/kids. And for $4 a month, that's only $1 per show. You can support not only the show, but also children all around the world, because 90% of everything contributed to Nobody's Listening goes directly to support children's charities. NLCast.com/kids. But I want to go ahead and mention that Miss Elise Morimoto is our
Elise
winner.
Elise Morimoto is the winner.
We chose her out of all of the people that have contributed, and we put it into a random number generator, and number 5 came up, and she was the 5th member. And so, bada bing, bada boom, she's got Captain Planet and the Planeteer season 1. If you'd like to be included in any of our giveaways. We've got other stuff we're going to be giving away. We're talking about, let me grab it here. Right now in my hot, sweaty little hands, I've got the Wild Thornberry Season 1 four-disc set. I've got the Angry Beavers Seasons 1 and 2. It's also a four-disc set.
See, that's swell.
Yeah. So things like that are going to be given away. We're going to try to do it at least once a month for our bonus members. And while we're talking about bonus members and giveaways and all that kind of stuff, John, did you hear the rumor that we're giving away a Minecraft account?
No.
Yeah, thanks to you.
We would never be that generous.
Thanks to you. John happened to buy his Minecraft account during the birthday of Minecraft that weekend.
Yeah.
He got a buy one, get one free deal, and he wants to give that bonus code away to one of you. And here's how we're going to do it. Here's how we're going to do it. Last week we started it, and for the next 3 weeks, we're going to do something a little different called NLCast Unfiltered, where we just read your voicemails and emails directly off the inbox. And so that's your chance to throw in your stories and your voicemails and your input. And we're going to choose our favorite ones at the end of the show, at least two, or at least one, if not two. And then at the end of the four-week period, John and I are going to pick our favorite from there. And we might let our members get involved as well. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. And then we're going to give away the Minecraft account to that lucky
it's
person.
It's ready to go.
That's right.
Last week it was The Cat Lady by Joanna and the Thumper McDumper by Quinn.
That's right. That's right.
And we'll see who it's going to be this week.
We'll see. So this is your chance. Just send in your stories to James at NLCast.com, or you can call him in at 209-5-NLCast. Okay? So there you go. You can also support the show by getting our iPhone and Android apps at their respective marketplaces. You'll get some pre-show content and all that. But the way to get all of the content, we're talking about pre-show content, post-show content, special giveaways, special perks on the
recap
Minecraft
songs.
Servers, and special recap songs and things like that, always giving away bonus materials, is to become a member. And whether you give one time or every month, we're going to treat you the same, but we'd rather you support us as we are on the air for kids. And check it out and at nlcast.com/kids. We also have our Minecraft server. Want to remind you about it at least one more week. We've got tons of people on there, and it's growing fast. What are you thinking about all this, John?
Oh, man, I am enjoying it. I look forward to coming home and just kind of relaxing and opening up the Minecraft and playing. And Wispies are always on there. Jacqueline Face Gamer in the chat room there.
Yeah.
She's always on. I don't know how she does it, but she builds some crazy stuff. And I'm really liking what you're doing with kind of the tribute to some of the shows.
Yeah, I've decided to start it anyway. I don't know that I'll get 174 of them out, but I'm building little tribute statues to each one of our episodes. We've got Cell Phone Flashlight, Hallelujah, and what is it? Basement Ghost Man. And I did a barrel hanging from a tree, which many will remember. Is the torture chamber one of our most popular episodes? So
yes, yeah. I look forward to seeing what you come up with next. I have a couple ideas just in case you don't. But I'm still working on my crafting ability. So you know, I got a house finally done, and I'm really impressed by what a lot of the folks are putting up there.
Yeah, there's some great stuff.
Yeah, somebody's got one way out in the woods, and he gets lost whenever he goes out there.
I know. There's always that one person that has to be a hermit way out there, but it's okay. My daughter got on this past week and built herself a little house. And,
did she? I thought I saw her in there.
Yeah, and then I built her a castle on top of her house. So she's going to be so surprised when she goes back and there's a pink and purple castle there.
She's going to be really sad when somebody burns it down because somebody built it for somebody else.
Hey, it's different. Well, the reason why I did it, is because she was getting on, she got on and she thought it was our old server. Me and her used to have our own server, and I did away with it when she kind of lost interest, and I built her this magnificent, you know, castle, this pink castle, and she, that's the first thing she says, "Where's my castle?" And it kind of broke my heart a little bit because she wasn't super excited.
She didn't see it. It's gone.
Yeah, so I built her castle, or at least a one tower version of it. So. Anyway, moving on, it is time for us to jump into your content, your voicemails, your emails, right here at NLCast Unplugged. Man, it's such a great transition. Let's do it right here. Let's see what we got. This is from Sunny Lee. This story happened about 3 weeks ago.
Sunny Lee.
My brothers. What?
Remember Sunny D and Rum, the song?
Maybe Sunny Lee Sunny and D. Rum. This story happened about 3 weeks ago. My brothers, Tony and Leo, his real name is some weird Vietnamese three-letter deal, so he wishes to be named Leo. We were at the community pool with a relatively large floaty tube. Being Asian and grown up on Power Rangers, we thought it'd be cool to combine the floaty tube like a freaking butt-kicking mecha from the show. So, Tony got in the tube, Leo got into the water and wrapped his legs around my younger brother's submerged torso, and I sat on my younger brother's shoulder, so you can imagine we looked pretty freaking cool. That's not exactly what I imagined.
Pretty freaking cool.
Pretty freaking cool. Anyways, as we began to swim around, this really attractive lady began walking toward the community pool, and all three of our heads turned to stare as we watched in slow motion. Like a scene out of Stacy's mom's music video. Unfortunately, thanks to that distraction, Leo forgot that he was swimming directly into the rope that they could use to mark the deep end of the pool. He swam neck first into the pool, causing me to flip over Tony's shoulders. Being scared out of my trunks during the fall, I clenched my legs tightly on Tony's neck, causing him to fall over as well. Well, this resulted in one guy with a rope scratched neck, another guy almost choked, and me splashing helplessly in the 8 foot deep end, yelling wildly since I couldn't swim. Oh, there you go. Needless to say, the attractive lady just laughed at us and walked to one of the poolside chairs. Did I also mention about 10 toddlers and their parents were also in the pool? Yeah, we ended up making fools of ourselves. Yeah, toddlers are so judgmental.
They are.
Especially of Asians for some reason. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the way they like to jump and become totem poles. Anyway, well, sorry for the somewhat long story. Thanks if you read it on the show, James. You're the best. I guess if I didn't, I wouldn't be.
There and, you go, James. You're the best.
Oh, wait. I got to reread it because in context, he it's so much better. Well, sorry for the somewhat long story. Thanks if you read it on the show, James. You're the best. John's okay. Bye. So there you go. Finally, somebody. That's my favorite right there. I'm putting him
there you
in.
Go. Okay.
That one gets my vote. Let's see. Here's another one. Tori. This one's called My Soul Winning Adventure. Wow. Christian stories are the best. Here we go.
Soul Winning Adventure.
I was doing door-to-door visitation one day, telling people about the gospel of Christ. I was very annoyed when this preppy-looking guy with big glasses opens the door and loudly proclaims, "Why do you guys have to shove your religion down everyone's throat?" I looked at my visitation partner awkwardly as the rude guy stood there glancing back and forth between us. I finally placed my hands up and pulled a tract from my pocket, and then I lunged at him, snatching him in a headlock, forcing open his mouth, and stuffed the tract down his throat. I walked away from the gagging wretch and thumbing over my shoulder and said to my partner, "That's shoving my religion down someone's throat." I was promptly arrested. Regards, Tori. P.S. The last part was made up. Well, really?
Oh, I like that. I wonder how much of it's true.
Well, I think it's probably everything until the lunged at him and snatched him in a headlock. So
that's sort of like my interrupting somebody's prayer.
No, interrupting prayers are funny. People don't expect it. It's a good thing to do. It shakes people up.
That was crazy. I would like to. That would make a good short video right there.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be awesome in real life. Jesus loves you. I hate him. Well, here, and you just have all these little action figures of Jesus Christ, and you just nail people in the face with it.
So, whap.
maybe he would be like one of those Stretch Armstrongs back in the day, so you could just really wail on him. So.
Oh man, yeah.
You don't. You shouldn't beat me over the head with your faith.
Ouch.
So.
Stop shoving your religion down my throat.
Conversion rates would be through the roof, man. People love that stuff. Dear John and James, I have never sent in a story before. So since you're doing your Minecraft contest, I figure this would be a good time to start.
Absolutely.
So my story is about an April Fool's prank I did with my mom. Let me preface this story by saying I did it with my mom.
Okay. No,
I was in a Christian high school, and I've never gotten detention before, so I had my teacher write me a detention note telling my parents that I was not doing my homework, and that I was swearing in class, starting fights, and it was written as a double detention for not turning it in on time. My dad was in on the prank. Okay, so he did it on his mom. I got it. So his dad was in the prank, took the note, slammed it on the table after school, and pushed it toward my mom. As she stood there reading it, you saw her slowly getting angrier and angrier. She yes. was probably thinking of all the horrible punishments I was about to receive. She calmly, but with a hint of anger in her voice, told my three younger siblings to go upstairs. And then calmly, yes. I said to my mom, "Turn it over." "What?" she replied. "Turn it over," I repeated. On the other side of the paper were written the words, "April Fools." The whole room exploded with laughter as my mom realized what had just happened. Well, that's my story. Hope it wasn't too long, and I hope it gets read on the show. Keep up the awesome podcast. Jeremy Timmons, a.k.a. J-Man94 in the chat room.
There he is. He's there.
Hey!
Now we know his real name. Now I can call him Jeremy Timmons.
See, I couldn't pull that mess because my mom, you know, I was the good boy that never got in trouble either, but my mom would have just straight up backhanded me before, you know, like if I got anything from the teacher. Yep.
And then you would have been like crying on the floor, "Mom, please, please.
It was a joke. It was a joke." Oh, gosh.
"I'm sorry, James. Eat some jerky."
My sister was here this weekend, and I got to tell her the cookie jerky story. So,
please tell me that you fed her some.
I tried to, but she said, "What is that? And why is it black?" I was like, "I can't tell you till after you try it." All right, hey James and Fart Boy, just kidding. This is Thut95 in the forums. I have a story for you that happened at camp. My brother and I went to Camp Rudolph. Yes, an odd name. It was the founder's dad's name. There was an odd tradition that if you got mail, you had to eat baby food. Yeah.
What?
Odd. I hope this gets on the show. Did you have a tradition in your camping days? Broke ya. Well, I didn't go to camp. I guess I went to a Boy Scout camp one time, and whenever there was announcements, the entire breakfast group there, I mean, all of us would sing announcements, announcements, announcements. A terrible way to die. A terrible way to die. A terrible way to start the day. A terrible way to die. And I never knew why we did it. I just did it along with everybody else. So there's a tradition for you. John, do you have any?
Terrible way to die. Yeah, actually, I do. Every time I was I'm going to put air quotes around leadership, but every time I was leadership at a youth camp, after the kids would go to sleep, I would paint their fingernails and blame it on somebody else.
That's awesome.
These little boys, you know, those little boys would wake up with fingernail polish. "Ah, the girls got me. The girls snuck it." The stories they would tell, like, "I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw a girl in here and she's painting that guy's fingernails over there." And, you know, it's just crazy. But, man, I did that to just about every kid that was in my cabin.
That's awesome. I'm going to start doing that, dude. That's done. That is done.
It's so easy, too. Man, those kids sleep so hard at camp. You can slap them in the face with their own hand and they won't even know it.
That is great. That's great. I wonder if you warm the fingernail polish, would they also pee themselves? That would be an extra bonus. Maybe. I saw a girl in here, like, and she made me pee myself. I don't know. All right, this one comes to us from Graham. He says, "Hey, James and John, one day with a group of friends at one of their houses. I was with a group of friends at one of their houses when the subject of jokes came up. Both of my grandmother's parents come from the obscure country of Slovakia. So when people say they love blonde jokes or Mexican jokes, I quickly respond by saying, well, I love anti-Slovakian jokes." No way. Because I'm sure there's so many of them out there, you know. So naturally, as we were discussing jokes, I went on to say my usual line. But this time, what came out of my mouth and what was in my head were totally different. Yeah, that happens to me a lot. Instead of saying, well, I love anti-Slovakian jokes, I accidentally said, well, I love anti-Semitic jokes.
Oh!
Moron! I quickly received strange looks from everyone in the room, and I was forced to clarify. You see, I always say this line when it's Slovakian. Never mind! Yeah, so the moral of the story, don't speak ever. Thanks, Graham.
Nice. I like anti-Semitic jokes.
Yeah, they're the best.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Anti-Slovakian jokes.
All right. This comes to us from Rudy M. Actually, no, before I get into the older ones, let me jump up here. We got a voicemail from John Wilkerson that he demanded I play, and he's part of the NLCast network, so I have to do whatever he says.
Yeah, you better.
Hey, Jason, John. This is John Wilkerson of thestickercast.com, part of the NLCast network.
Yes, he told you.
And I'm calling to tell you a true story. True story about something that happened to me that's really funny. This happened years ago while I was working for a company in Texas. We did phone support for a number of different laptop manufacturers, printer manufacturers, things like that. So one day, we're all on the lines, and this guy calls in. His name is Kevin Blood.
Ooh.
I'm going to give you his name because this happened years ago, and if he's listening, well, anyway. Anyway, so he calls in. Kevin Blood calls in, and he tells the guy who he's on the phone with, and we had records and everything of this. He tells the guy that he wants a lead shield for his laptop because the gamma rays are making his left testicle hurt.
Ah!
No joke. This guy was calling in repeatedly demanding that the laptop manufacturer provide him with a lead shield to protect his left testicle from hurting whenever he used his laptop. Because he put his laptop on his lap. And when he did that, apparently he had some pain around the junkage area.
So junkage.
That's my true story. I think they eventually passed him on to legal when he mentioned that he was going to sue the company. But that's my funny story, and I'm sticking to it. Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Wonder what that sticker is in Get New.
Unlocked testicle pain. unlocked the junkage area sticker.
For
Get Glue. Goodness gracious, people, man. First of all, have you ever honestly set a laptop on your lap to use it? Have you ever tried that? I did once.
It
like
burns my legs.
In 1993 when the thing was 500 pounds, you know, and had a 5-inch screen. And it's not comfortable. It's not practical. Oh. And so, you know what? You know, if second of all, it was nowhere near the vicinity of my junkage area.
Right.
Because unless you're laying down, even then, you know, it's like, how is that possible? I don't know. There's just so many.
Third of all, wouldn't it be wiser just to send the guy some lead underwear instead of like putting a shield on the laptop?
I'm just saying, get up to a table, dude. Put it on the, you know, it's got to be cheaper to buy him a laptop stand or something.
The gamma rays were turning him into the Incredible Hulk.
At least one of them. he's got children, and some of them are coming out all giant and boff, and then other ones are really skinny, and so you know which side they came from.
Oh, oh man.
Oh, no. I said that out loud.
You did.
Dang it.
You're going to have to edit the show again.
Oh, no.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know. It was
18
in my
people
head.
Heard that live.
It was funny, though, wasn't it? It was funny.
Yeah. You can tell which ones were born angry, too.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How was I born, Mommy? Well, your dad bought a laptop, huh? one thing led to another, and here you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Okay. From Rudy. Hey there, James, Trevor, and John. Boy, he hasn't listened to the show for a while. My psychology teacher told me this story a couple years ago, and I really wanted to share it with you guys. My psych teacher and his wife, an elementary school teacher, worked for several years at a Christian school in Spain. Though both spoke Spanish tolerably well, neither one was exactly fluent. Around Christmas, my professor's wife and her class of second graders were all talking about their respective Christmas traditions. Because the kids were curious about American Christmas traditions, the teacher proceeded to describe how Americans cut up certain tree branches and hang them around their houses because the branches smell nice and look festive. I had never done that.
Okay.
She finished, to the teacher's surprise, and the second graders looked horrified, disgusted, and one or two actually started crying. Later, the teacher found out that she had used the Spanish word for frog instead of the word for branch.
They cut up frogs.
She had said Rana instead of Rama. So it turns out this teacher had spent a considerable amount of time describing to a bunch of second graders how at Christmas Americans hack up frogs and string them around the house because they smell nice and look festive. Anyway, hope the story makes it on the show. Thanks for the hours of laughter, Rudy M. That's awesome.
Oh, man. Christmas frogs.
Oh, man. Here we go. Oh, Christmas frogs. Oh, Christmas frogs, your legs are so darn beautiful. We love to string you round the house. We love it when your blood comes out. Oh, Christmas frogs, oh, Christmas frogs, how lovely are your legs.
Little known American tradition.
Yes. In Soviet Russia, frogs hang your legs. It's the worst accent ever. But what the...
No, it's not.
Do
it's
I know? Great. Anyway. All right. Moving right along. Scott says, hey, James, guess what? Hey, guess what? Guess what? Listen, I found a short cartoon you might enjoy, and having a simple plot, I thought you could also show it on your audio podcast.
Huh?
And, okay. And, but in, this is unfiltered, so I'm just reading it. But in the end, I was on Hulu, and I saw a commercial for cat litter, and when I heard them say the obligatory double duty, I instantly thought of John giggling from saying double duty. And then I realized that duty and business kind of have the same meaning. Just imagine it, James. I hope it grosses you out because it would be worth it. I was watching Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Also,
double duty.
You gave rain checks for a few stories that I'm cashing in now, though I'm sure I've misplaced a few others. Anyway, there was the missions trip to Texas and the carving knife with Amy, and a few stories about your roommate, Harvey, who looked like Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm saving the Harvey stories because I actually want to get a guy on the show to guest with us who's who knew Harvey maybe even a little better than I did and would have some additional stories. His name's Dennis. He's a good kid, good guy. Actually, went to school with him. So carving knife with Amy. I don't remember anything about carving knife with Amy. And the mission trip to Texas, that's a good one. I thought I'd told it, though. I thought I had.
I don't necessarily remember mission trip to Texas.
Well, somebody confirm that I haven't told the mission trip to Texas story. And if that's the case, I'll definitely do a featured story, you know, with that in it. So that'd be fine. Hannah says, hey, James and John, I've got a story that happened to my sister. Names. And names have been changed to protect the innocent and stupid. I like that. Last night, my sister Lucy and I were riding home with our friend Mark. Mark really likes Lucy, and he finally worked up the nerve to tell her as we neared our destination. In a burst of pure adrenaline, he leaned over and says, I think you're pretty, Hannah, right in Lucy's face. Well, we know Lucy's name. Yes, he called my sister by name. Thanks for reading my story, Hannah. Oh, wait. I don't understand. Hold on. Okay, he basically said, I think you're pretty, and then he said the sister's name to the girl he liked. So, Random and weird. Sorry. I get it now, but I didn't get it at first. Here we go. Oh, goodness, this is a long one, but this is how we roll. Kimball C. Okay. Earl. Kimball C. Earl says, "Hey, James and John, my story is one of those most embarrassing moment stories. It happened when I was training for a 200-mile relay marathon." I hate all the embarrassing moments that I've had when I've been training for 200-mile marathons, like dying before I even get out to practice for the marathon. But anyway. Now, I was no beginner to running, having run in a charity 5K and using jogging as my main means of exercise. However, it had been a while since I had done a long-distance run. My team captain had suggested I get used to the 5-mile runs during training. Of course, he meant I should work up to 5 miles. Stupid me, I started on my first day with a 5.5-mile run and just about killed myself, literally stumbling down my street at the end of the run. Once I got home, I was weak and incredibly thirsty, so I just guzzled down glass after glass of water. Jump ahead about an hour. I'm at the dentist for a scheduled cleaning. Now, for those of you who have ever overexerted yourself when exercising, you know how it feels when your body's exhausted. Sometimes you feel nauseous. I've never overexerted myself, so I wouldn't know. Well,
I do every day.
You do. Oh, well,
and
then
when I get out of bed, overexert.
Oh, there you go. That's why you have to roll to the edge.
That's what I do.
That's what fat people do. That's what I do.
I slide off the bed.
Well, it's bad when you wake up on your back because then you have to roll up to the high end and then flop over. But if you wake up on your side already, you just have to just let gravity take its course and you can just slide right on over. But anyway, he says, couple that with having someone stick their hands in your mouth and I felt like I was really going to puke. But like a man, I held it in. Even after wave of nausea, I contained myself. Although I was really, really regretting having drunk so much water earlier. After the dental hygienist was done, I thought I was in the clear, and then comes the dentist. After talking over a few things, he lowers the chair back, and I have the worst nausea of all. It hits me. He starts to check my mouth, and it was that point I'd had enough. I told him I didn't feel well and that I had to sit up. No sooner had I sat up, I threw up in my mouth. Let it out. Let it out. Don't hold it in. Oh, God, because that's bad. And fortunately, I was able to contain it by clamping down my lips. Then another wave of puke came. Now my mouth is full of vomit.
He was a vomit geyser.
God dang it. My dentist, realizing what was happening, tries to direct me over to the sink. I was pretty out of it at this point, so I was a little slow following directions. Why didn't you just let it go? Oh, there's that little spit sink. There's Mr. Thirsty. Remember Mr. Thirsty, the little slurpy tube? He would have been happy to take all that.
It would have been able to handle it.
Yeah, it would have clogged up on a chunk.
Breakfast.
Just as I was starting to get up out of the chair, the third wave hit. Oh, yeah. Let's have a third wave. Well, the dam broke, and all that vomit erupted out of my mouth. God. It got all over me, the chair, the floor. I later learned it even hit some magazines in the corner of the exam room. It's time to throw those things out anyway, I'm sure. Then I stumbled over to the sink. And puked two more times on top of that. Of course you did, because you swallowed it. You swallowed the first two pukes. God dang it. You know you did. It had to happen.
I'm getting hot and sweaty.
Wave after wave of nausea came over me as I read this story. After I was done, I saw the hygienist down on the ground cleaning up my vomit. I apologized and offered to help.
Let's
work together.
It.
That's what Barney was talking about. let's do this together.
She's going to put her hands in somebody else's mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, granted.
Yeah, that's true. Dental hygienists should have certain things they don't have to do, like wipe their kids' butts when they're potty training. Things like that. Yeah.
Blow their own nose.
Yeah.
Pick their seat. They should have somebody do that for
them.
That's
true. I had a friend that would say wise men say, he who falls asleep with itchy bum wakes up with stinky fingers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I offered to help, but she said it was fine and it was her job. Oh. It's on the description. No. You must clean up puke. Yummy. Of course.
I can't imagine that happens often enough for that to be in somebody's job description.
I don't know, man. Some people really have a easy gag reflex, you know, and I don't know. I've never had a problem. I love the dentist, honestly. I love it. I'm one of those weirdos, like in, you know, just the weirdos that I don't like the pain, but I fall asleep, man. It's like restful. Anyway, of course, I felt horrible for her and totally mortified. Still, I was able to show my face after 6 months, having run the relay marathon at that point, and we all had a good laugh about it. thanks for letting me download, Kimball C. Earl. Oh, man. Good night, Kimball C. Earl.
Kimball C. Earl.
I don't like Kimball C. Earl anymore. All right, dude, it's time for us to wrap up this show in song.
Mm.
Lord help me.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Da 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 da. Sonny Lee, you're the one for me. If you weren't an Asian dude anyway, I would be with thee. And I would become a Megazord, and we would swim all around, and attractive ladies would find that we're not easy to drown, because we would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, John, feed it to me, baby.
Okay, how about the April Fool's prank?
Well, I'd never gotten in much trouble before. I decided that my mom's blood pressure was lower than it ever been before. So me and my teacher and my dad got together, and we signed a proclamation together, and then we said, "Hey, Mom, read the front." And that's what she did. And her blood pressure rose higher, and her backhand hand got stronger. And I thought that she would kill me. And about the time she was ready to disown me, I said, "Read the back." And she said, "What, homie? Read the back, Mom, before you try any kind of homicide." And it said, "April Fools, April Fools." And my mom just laughed, 'cause she was glad that she didn't have to kill me. Yeah.
Shoving religion.
Oh, one day I was watching some TV, and two religious guys, they knocked on my door. And I'd heard this pitch before. You say Jesus died on the cross for me. That's nice, but I've got some more TV to watch, and that's worth burning in hell for eternity. So I'll dish you now. Oh, suddenly righteous anger comes over this guy, and he grabs my head and shoves a track down my throat. Now I've got Jesus inside of me, but not the way it happens usually. I've got Jesus in my heart. It's passing through my aorta, little pieces of fiber and a stapler, a little staple that holds it together.
Oh, how about the 200-mile relay dentist vomit?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you do it? Can you do it?
Well, my mom said dental hygienistry would be the thing for me. I was glad that I got a job advertised on TV. Then I saw this runner come in. He was fairly attractive. I cleaned his teeth and he seemed a little hyperactive. I saw his stomach clench and flex, and I thought, man, he's trying to impress me. Maybe visually undress me, but... God, why did I say that? Anyway... It rhymed, okay? So, after I was. Anyway, once I was done, I thought it'd be fun. Should I leave my number? Yeah, yeah. But a little later, it was time for the dentist to come in. Boy, he had some fun. Yeah, yeah. And I realized it wasn't that he was attracted to me. Rather, it was mostly the oppositely. It was just something he had to get off his chest. And on to the rest of everything in the office. He had 5 gallons of water, 5 gallons of things. He puked once or twice, and he held it all in. And everything went down and came up again. A geyser of adrenaline spilling on the magazines in the corner again. And it was my job, it was my job to clean it up. And it happened to be with the napkin that I'd written my number on. I thought I'd lost him forever, but he stepped to my side and he said the sweetest thing. Can I help you clean up my own puke? The sweetest words I'd ever heard. Can I help you clean up my own puke? Goodness gracious.
How many edits are you going to have to make?
None. None. It's going out like it came in, buddy.
It's live to hard drive.
That's right. So anyway, it's time for us to pick. My best, my favorite was definitely Kimball Earl. His 200-mile marathon puke monster guy. I'm voting for him. What do you say, John?
I think that's a good one. If I had to pick one for myself, it's tough because I like the religion down the throat and the April Fool's prank, but I think I probably would go with the April Fool's prank.
Oh, man. See, I would have picked Lost in Translation, but it's okay.
Lost in Translation?
Yeah. Remember the one about the frogs on the wall from Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one too. I don't.
All right. So which one did you say? What's the names of these guys? Earl Kimball or Kimball Earl and who else?
J-Man.
Okay. All right. So that's it. That's our two peeps. And John's going to add that to the list. And that is our show for today. So thank you for joining us once again, everybody in the chat room and everybody who's listening to us from home. We appreciate you and everything that you do. You can check out the website, podcast.nlcast.com. Go to the forums, nlcast.com/forums. Email us, james@nlcast.com. Call us, 209-5-NLCAST. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/nlcast. And you can follow John at jsteinklobber if you can spell it. Join us for a live show Tuesday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 Pacific. Leave us an iTunes review if that's how you found us, and check out all of the NLCast Podcast Network shows at NLCast.com, and join us on our Minecraft server. Just send us your username and we'll whitelist you. Thanks to our sponsors, Rob Gobers, for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record, and all of our contributors and everyone who listens. And remember, when you tell a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace!
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.